He's recuperating. He's better, but we have to wait a little bit more, a couple of days more, to have the decision. He can compete.
You'd like him in your team because he's one of the main leaders, obviously.
He's the main leader. He's one of the main leaders, and he's always ready with a very good attitude, always helping a lot the team.
Barami and Prodl, how are they?
Barami is recuperating. He's not here. He's now making a different treatment, and he's not in the squad, for sure. And Prodl, in the limit.
In the limit.
Yeah.
And everyone else is okay, though?
Maybe you have to wait a little bit more.
Yeah, but the rest of the squad is okay?
The rest of the squad is okay.
Yeah. Going back to last weekend's game, Watford were very, very good going forward. Defensively, you got caught a few times. It was a slightly different game.
I analysed this match after the match. I'm not completely agree. I think we defended very high the first 20 minutes. I think this part of the match, we were very aggressive. We scored... We lead the score, and we had the possibility to score really more. After these 20 minutes, Aston Villa pushed a lot. We had to suffer a little bit with the ball, with the Aston Villa. But we defended well. We received a couple of attempts in corner kicks, not exactly in play. In play, we didn't suffer anything. But in corner kicks, we suffer, we analyze, and we try to improve for the next match. In the second half, we defended deep, it's sure, but we didn't receive attempts. We didn't receive attempts, just a couple of crosses, and nothing more. So I am very happy with the defense, the collective defense of the team, and including in attack, we shoot, I think, 10 or 12 times. It's a lot when you are playing away.
You've spoken about, obviously, Agallo and Deeney. When those two get the better of the defence from the other sides, your team always do well.
For us, it's important, but they are defending since the beginning. Since the pre-season, they are always in good distance. They respect the midfielders. They are always in a good distance when we are going the pressure. Of course, for us, it's a values, very important values, because we need to defend them with full squad.
You spoke about cover for them. Do you feel you have the cover here at the moment for those two, because you said how important they are?
We have different players here. We don't have exactly this kind of characteristics. We have second strikers like Jurado, like Diamanti, but it's not this kind of strikers who can score easy. So we are thinking like a club can. The time winter market is coming in 1 month and a half, so not 1 month. We have time.
You just said there earlier that the ones you bring in January, that they need to be ready to make an impact straight away. Is that what you're after?
Yeah, because sometimes when you try to sign players to help us, and finally for the question, I don't know, the situation, for different conditions, you finally can use these players. I feel a little bit frustrated, like a coach, like a manager. I feel frustrated. I don't want to feel frustrated. I don't want the club frustrated, and I don't want the new players feel frustrated. So it's very important to be right. When we sign players who can help us. But at the moment, it's the most important is to talk about the protagonists. We have training and fighting every single weekend. That is because they deserve to talk about them.
Do you think if you didn't make any signings in January, you'd still stay up?
I didn't understand, sorry.
If you didn't make any signings in January, do you think you'd still stay in the Premier League?
I don't know. Normally, we are thinking always about the idea to get the target, but anything can accelerate what happened in the final of the season. But the most important thing is we are not talking about the target, the final target. We are talking about the next match. Just in this way, I think we are able to be a lot of very, very, very competitive team.
And the final one, Norwich come here not in the best of form, but you'll take them seriously like every team in this division.
For me, I respect a lot. I underestimate any team. I think Norwich has tools. Different tools who can permit that Norwich is a very competitive team. They fight a lot. If we want to win, of course, we need to be very concentrating, because they are not going to give any facilities in the moment to win.